This is Poor Excuse, a DCU's Batman Young Justice cartoon universe, Hogwarts AU, written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and contains the pairing Tim Drake, Roy Harper, with additional tags for Alternate Universe, Hogwarts. This is the fifth story in the series, House Rules. So, you're going to get potions advice from Tim? Mia is, to be frank, mildly perplexed. Roy, you have great potions grades. Like, really great. And Jason does too. And why would you go to Tim for potions? You realize that his brother, your best friend, knows more because his brother is older and in the same class as you? Shush, Roy says, shooting a nervous look toward the boys' dormitory. Do you want the whole world to hear? Mia, just shh! Mia rolls her eyes. I'm just saying that it's a really, really flawed plan. You should just, you know, talk to him. And I don't mean send charmed parchment airplanes either. What are you, six? Mia! I'm just saying, Mia huffs. I've read books with better romance stories than this. Don't compare me to your trash novels. They aren't trash. They are two. Are not. Take it back. They are two. I mean, vampires aren't even like that. And ow! Don't hit me! What the hell are you two doing? Jason frowns at them, arms full of books as he comes into the common room. Are you two in the middle of a smack fight? Maybe. Roy pinches Mia's cheek. Mia smacks Roy's arm. What's with all the books? Reading, you uncultured heathen. What else? Jason rolls his eyes. Don't let me interrupt your slap fight. Do keep going. It's fun to watch Roy get his ass kicked by his little sister. Hey, who says I was losing? Jason fixes Mia with a look. Did you know that he flips out if he touches neck? Mia lunges. What happened to your face? Roy grimaces. Tim stares at him, looking a little scandalized. Did you somehow find sandpaper and rub your face against it? No, Roy mutters. Don't ask about it. Tim sighs, pulls out his wand. Come here. You're right enough without the weirdness going on with whatever I'm not supposed to ask about. Roy flushes, even as Tim carefully reaches out and touches his fingers to the side of Roy's head, carefully whispering the words to a healing spell under his breath. How'd you get so good at healing spells, anyway? I mean, it's not like we can practice at home, what with the trace and all that. Tim snorts. Have you met my siblings? We might not be able to use magic, but B and Alfred made sure that we were well-versed in healing spells when we went off on our own. Just in case, you know. I can't even begin to tell you how many injuries Jason's gotten because he was experimenting. Sounds like you've got a lot of embarrassing stories on your siblings. Roy grins. Tim tentatively smiles back at him, putting his wand back into his robes. What, and you don't? I'll show you some stories on Jason if you give me some on Mia. Not Connor? Connor is nice! Tim looks baffled. I don't know why I'd want embarrassing stories about him. Do those even exist? Roy makes a face. Well, now that you ask, of course I can't think of any right at this moment. That's like asking me to name three professional Quidditch players from America off the top of my head. Tim raises an eyebrow. Well, okay, maybe I can. But that's only because Mia's so crazy about Quidditch. You aren't?
It's all right, I guess.
Roy shrugs.
I mean, it's something to do, you know? But it's not really something I'm absolutely obsessed with.
But you're good at it. Tim toys with the edges of his sleeve.
Jason always complains about how Dick and Cass aren't much competition when they play improvised versions back home.
Should I be flattered?
Maybe. But I don't think you've seen Dick or Cass on a broom.
Tim wrinkles his nose.
Anyway, potions. What did you need help on?
Oh, right.
So how did your date go? Rose asks, when Tim comes back to the common rooms.
It wasn't a date, Tim sighs, curling up on the sofa next to her.
And, I don't know, it was kind of nice. I mean, it's weird. He's Jason's best friend.
So?
So, I mean, he's my big brother's best friend.
Tim wrinkles his nose.
It's just weird. And I don't really know, Wilson. I don't know.
What's wrong, Drake? Tell Rose all about it.
You just want something to laugh over when you have to sit through astronomy.
Does that mean you're not going to tell me about it? Rose stretches, moves to stand up.
Because if so, I'm going to see if I can climb to the top of the Gryffindor Tower without being caught.
No, I didn't say that. Tim yanks her back down.
She turns to him, tucking her feet underneath her, staring at him like a cat.
She's way too into this. Okay, so I don't know why he called me out for potions help. I really don't. I mean, we're first years. He's a second year. Shouldn't he know more than us? And, I mean, he's also pretty good at potions anyway. He's Jason's partner in that class, and they always get top grades. And I know for a fact that it's not just Jason doing all the work. Jason isn't that type of person.
Tim sighs, slumping a little, even as Rose nudges him to keep going.
So, I really don't get why he called me out today.
Date. D-A-T-E. Rose stresses the word.
It's a date, and he's just stupid awkward about it. I mean, have you never read any romance novels? This is, like, the main plot for 1,000 fanfics or something.
For some reason, I think you and Dick would really, really get along.
Rose makes a face. Anyway, I don't know how to feel.
Tim sighs, towing off his shoes.
We talked about things and it was nice. Exchanged stories from our childhood, talked about school stuff, likes, dislikes, and stuff. And I did another healing spell on his face.
What is with you and his face?
Tim splutters.
It's not my fault! Also, did you know that he has really, really, really green eyes?
My God, you're such a lost cause, it's pathetic. I'm not even...
No, I'm going to say it.
You got lost in his eyes, and you're tired of walking around all day trying to get out. You are so pathetic, you are an actual muggle pickup line.
The end.